This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Metropolitan Window video screen right now. Click on kdkradio.com and click on KDK Watch. A man that I've been wanting to meet for a long time. He's a businessman, lives in the city, Lawrenceville. Absolutely love the message. Heard him a couple of weeks ago talking about the police situation in Pittsburgh and how it needs to get turned around like right away. And he's also a man running for mayor on the Republican side of things, and he would like to be the next mayor. And I like the thought process when it comes to making the city safe again. Thomas West right now on KDK with your Pratt Pack. Mr. West, great to meet you via video. Hope to shake your hand in person sometime, because what you said about a month ago to our reporter David Balerado and others, these shenanigans have to stop. And it was evident again, Southside, one of the most important historic aspects of our city and businesses that need our support. Shortly after the St. Patrick's Day parade, we roll into the wee morning hours the following day. And I saw this video that absolutely blew my mind that was happening in our city. So we've got to change it. My question to you is, how do we get it changed?
The South Side. And thanks for having me on today. And happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way. What just happened today at 4 o'clock in Brookline Boulevard? That's another example where you just heard right before I came on that they're looking for juveniles in that case. This can't happen. If you're doing it, if it's happening in Brookline, if it's happening, it's happened in Lawrenceville, it's happened on the South Side, it's happened downtown. We need to get our police force back up to where it needs to be. And that means we need leadership that helps us get us there. We have to listen to our police officers and they're telling us what they want to up our numbers. We just have to listen to them and get it done. We can't have this violence that happens way too often in broad daylight at 2 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. We can't let that happen.
Mayoral candidate Thomas West joining me tonight on KDK. You know, the other day I was on the air and I said, you know what? We need to start looking at where are the parents at, too. I don't know about you, but when I grew up, this stuff would have not been, at all possible, because it was the fear not of the police, but of your parents. There's got to be some parents that got to be held accountable and say, look, you know, if these are repeat offenders and obviously, sadly, violent offenders, we're going to start looking at you just as much as your children. How can these young people just have the ability to run the streets at all hours of the day and night, Mayor?
Well, here's the thing. So my dad, my stepdad, they're both preachers. So I'm a preacher's kid. And I grew up not in this violence. I'm a kid of Greene County. I moved up. I've lived in the city for decades now. This kind of stuff can't happen. We need parental control. But the problem is, it's not just juveniles who are doing it. These are people who are adults. They're in college. I don't know what they do during the day, but when these shootings happen in the middle of the night, it's more than just parents. It's more of a culture thing. And we don't want to let our Pittsburgh culture, which is legendary, spiral out of control. And I feel like with our police numbers way down and not where they're supposed to be, that opens us up to a lot more violence. And especially, think about it this way. On the South Side, it was 2:30 in the morning. You have police officers down there, making sure, people stay sane. They don't go around shooting people. But those police officers are taken away from other neighborhoods like Mount Washington. So, between the hours of 2 and 7 in the morning, we don't have enough police officers to just cover the city. And now we're having these shootings happen randomly. And we just can't have it. I didn't grow up like this. Like I said, I grew up as a preacher's kid. This is totally out of the norm for what I know. I think we need to tap in to see what is happening in these neighborhoods. A lot of these neighborhoods where these people are coming from have been left behind. They've been left behind for decades. And when you have that and there's no hope in these neighborhoods, you kind of lose sense of yourself, and you lose sense of your community, and you lose sense of, the family structure. We need to get back to that community value that, that Pittsburgh's known for. And we don't want to let ourselves spiral out of control.
Mayoral candidate Thomas West, businessman, Lawrenceville resident, and obviously passionate about the place he calls home. You know, I've often said when they talk about affordable housing, what about just getting jobs out there so they can afford to buy their own homes like many of our parents and grandparents did? You got to go out and promote this city. And you know, business brings business. And I know COVID and all the other things they continue to point the finger at. But the real problem, we keep losing businesses. We need somebody such as yourself, if you become mayor, to get out there and sell this community so we can get businesses in downtown Pittsburgh again, Tom.
So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I started work. My first job was at 15. It was at Eaton Park in Uniontown. Like, I was a busboy. I started at 15 and I've gone continuously thin, you know, throughout. You brought up affordable housing. The one thing you don't ever hear about is the job aspect of it. So you can have affordable housing, but to really escape, I was poor growing up. I know what it's like to be poor. To actually escape poverty, you need to have jobs. You need to have a city that's welcoming to jobs. I feel like many times businesses in the city of Pittsburgh are taken for granted. It's almost like the city has this idea that it's a privilege to, you know, build up your business in this 55 square mile area, when actually you can cross a river and not deal with a lot of the headaches that the city brings to you. We have to be welcoming to all businesses. We have to. That's the only way we're going to build our neighborhoods again. And we have to be competitive when it comes to the suburbs, when it comes to other counties, and definitely when it comes to other regions and cities across America. We are not, we have not been competitive for decades. And it's time for us to focus on jobs and to tell people we are open for business. You want to start a business? Check out Pittsburgh, not just the region, but the city of Pittsburgh itself, because we have great communities and a lot of people who just want a shot and have a job and start their own business. I'm huge on entrepreneurship.
Listen, I've been doing this a long time, since the mid 80s. So I've went through a lot of administrations, and many of them I still call friend to this day. Sadly, many are no longer here. But this is the first time, and I may be the exception, but I think a Republican has a more than puncher's chance to win this thing. If you look what's happening in the country, and I'm not just talking about our president, but trends are definitely changing. I'm from Beaver County, where we now have more registered Republican voters than Democrats. And I am a Democrat. So you got to believe that there's some momentum going on right now, that you actually have a chance. And years ago, talking to a Republican candidate, to be honest, would have been lip service. But I don't see it that way right now, Tom.
Well, I think it's about policies, right? It's about policies. And no matter, I have friends, I have business friends, I have family. They're across the political spectrum, and they all have the same complaints, because it's not about it's not about party, which a lot of people, when they run for office, they're lifelong politicians. It's all about the party. What you need to be focused on are the policies, and that is what will bring us out of this hole that we've been digging for decades now. It's about building a better Pittsburgh and releasing or taking ourselves out of the trap that we've been in for so long, to where you vote for one person because of the letter next to their name and not because of the policies. And I think people are waking up to, you know, policies are what make and break a city. You have to pay attention to it, and be up to date on what's happening in your city. I was born in 1976. Ever since I've been born, we've been losing population. So that's 48 years now. At best, we've been stagnant. So how about we break free, do something a little different, vote on policy. And I have a lot of friends, I'm telling you, that are across the political spectrum. They all have the same complaints, the same exact complaints. And you wonder why we have the same exact complaints. And I feel it's because we elect the same core group of people. So I'm ready to, you know, usher in, you know, new way of thinking. Let's try something new. One party rule doesn't work, no matter if it's Republican, no matter if it's Democrat. One party rule leads to no accountability and no transparency because there doesn't have to be. So how about we change that? It's 2025. Like I said, I was born in 1976. It's been one way for a very long time. I'm a small business owner. I have so much faith in the city. Our brighter days are ahead if we allow them to be ahead.
All right, mayoral candidate Thomas West, I'm going to go a little longer here and give you the final minute. Just some of the major issues that you really want to try to tackle as you hopefully end up the next mayor of Pittsburgh in January of 2026. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, well, as we saw, you know, last night and as we saw today, public safety is number one. If you're the mayor and the city's top priority is keeping your city residents, the people who are in your city, safe. If you do not have public safety, you do not have a city. We're seeing that downtown also, where people don't want to venture downtown because they're afraid of these random attacks that have happened in the past. And even if downtown does become safe, the perception of it not being safe leads to stagnation, and we can't have that. So top priority is public safety. And that's listening to police officers, that's listening to paramedics, EMTs, that's, you know, throughout the whole board of public safety. Also, small business, we have to be open to business again. To open up a business is hard. It's hard, especially if you don't have a business background. When I had my business in East Liberty, I had women coming to me from Homewood, East Limington, coming in, asking me how to start their own business.
Right.
We have to pay attention. We have to listen to business. We have to listen to people who want to start a business. We have to have a round table to make this city welcoming to business again. We just have to do it. The only way to dig out of our hole. Also, transparency needs to happen. If you pay attention to anything happening in city government, there is no transparency. It goes back to one party rule because there doesn't have to be. If you have one party who knows they're going to get in over and over and over again, they don't have to be transparent with you. They can tell you what they want you to hear, and then you just go along with it.
All right.
Those are three of my big things.
All right. It was a pleasure having you on tonight. I'm sure we'll have a chance to chat again. Keep up the good fight, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, mayoral candidate Thomas West. We're going to get to your calls on a number of other issues when we get back. It's your Pratt Pack for a Monday night on KDK. Good evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.